And there can be a little bit of a problem when it comes to spraying your crops, as we know here on the Eyre Peninsula. What happens if those pesticides that you use might start to drift into a different field? Well, Monash University is coming up with an artificial intelligence technology designed to make sure that this doesn't happen. And Professor Ann Nicholson is part of the team working on this, and she joins us now. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the basis behind some of the technology that you're using to make sure that you don't have any drift from the pesticide spray?
Well, first of all, it's about getting the data and then combining that data and coming up with sort of an estimate of the risk. And so behind it all, we actually use quite complicated algorithms and modelling with probabilities. But when we present that and combine it with those AI tools, the idea is to present it to the person who has to make the decision, who of course is the farmer, in a way that gives them a clear indication of the risks, which pieces of data are really driving it, and a recommendation, but a recommendation with a sort of an understanding of what the main factors in, because of course farmers are used to pulling together data, making those decisions all the time, and this tool is supposed to augment that.
So this is going to be not so much just a single product, but a process that you can go through to determine what sort of technology the farmer uses before they engage. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, obviously, we'll include data around the weather and the local environment and so on, but we need to know the particular circumstances that someone's facing right there. So we'll get information from that farmer about their particular crops, decisions, previous decisions, and so on. And then there'll be an interactive piece because, of course, no one just wants to, you know, see an answer come at them. They need to be able to interact with the tool and get a better understanding before they get to that stage of deciding whether or not to adopt the decision recommendation.
Speaking this morning with Professor Ann Nicholson from Monash University, who's part of a team putting together artificial intelligence technology to assist in reducing spray drift from agricultural pesticides. And Professor, obviously we're aware of the dangers around pesticides drifting onto different sorts of crops, but at the same time, are you also looking at how this technology might impact on different pesticides and whether that might be something to be looked at as well?
Yes. When we're looking at making those decisions, you have to combine sort of the costs and the benefits. So if you are having drift and you're wasting the pesticide, that's a cost that you're not getting any benefit from, but it's also a cost in terms of environmental impact or health impact if it goes into the wrong place. So we have to combine that with an understanding of what the benefits are, which is which pesticides are going to give you which best bang for your buck, if you like, on the intention, which is obviously, you know, getting rid of the pest in the crops, at the same time as trading off that risk for the environment and health. So it's all about trade-offs, and it's pretty tricky, and we want it to be data-driven, and we want it to be transparent.
Certainly an exciting advance in the field of artificial intelligence in crop spraying at the moment. Professor Ann Nicholson from Monash University, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.